Kroger Tenderay Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed.
Ladies, down at our store, I'm asked many times each day to explain just why Kroger Tenderay Beef is not available right now. I don't mind explaining. Fact is, I'm glad to tell the folks the reasons for the shortage of those fine, fresh, and tender Kroger Tenderay steaks and roasts. I'm glad because I know the people who visit our Kroger store truly appreciate top-quality beef. Right there, by the way, is the reason for the shortage. We just can't get top-quality grades because that kind of beef is grain-fed. And grain-fed beef is always used for Kroger Tenderay. No, America is not producing grain-fed cattle because that precious grain is urgently needed elsewhere. It's needed overseas to feed the starving peoples of many countries. So that's the reason you can't get Kroger Tenderay beef when you ask for it at your Kroger stores these days. Don't forget, though, Kroger Tenderay beef is world famous, for no other beef so fresh can be so tender. And please remember, too, that until the day you can buy Kroger Tenderay beef again, Kroger will always bring you the very best beef on the market whenever it's available.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much indeed. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Looking over lake property Jed is thinking of buying, Penny and Jed knock on the door of a cabin being used as a hideout by Jerry Manson and her husband. This is the last seen or heard of them. Professor Rogers, who has been searching for them, is frantic as he comes to see Johnny Keith.
Come in. Oh, hi, Professor.
Johnny, may I use your phone?
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
Say, what's the matter with you, Stu? You look as if you'd just run 10 miles.
I've driven 18 as fast as I can. I'll tell you about it, but first I want to use your phone.
Well, sure, go ahead. Gosh, I've never seen you this excited before.
Get me Rossville 191, please. Johnny, I think Miss Gibbs and Mr. Billings are in trouble.
Trouble?
Yeah. Looks as if they've been kidnapped.
Kidnapped?
Yes, by Jerry Manson, her husband.
What?
Hope it isn't true, Johnny, but it looks bad.
I don't get this at all.
Well, here's what happened. Oh, Tobin still isn't in. Guess I'll have to try later.
Look, will you tell me what's going on?
Miss Gibbs and her stepfather were out looking at some land at Rossville Lake that Mr. Billings is going to buy.
Yeah?
Well, there would have been nothing wrong with that, except that Jerry and Richard Ashforth were hiding in a cabin right next to the property they were looking at.
Uh-oh. Oh, but that doesn't mean they ran into each other, does it?
No. But this does.
And what's that?
A comb. I picked it up off the floor of the cabin where Jerry and Ashforth were hiding.
Well, that's Penny's comb, isn't it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Positive. Pat was with me. He said it was his sister's comb.
Gosh, this is bad. Jerry and her husband are gone, and so are Penny and Jed, huh?
Yeah. There's no telling how much of a head start they have on us either.
Head start? What do you mean?
I called the local police as soon as I could get to a phone, and the city and county authorities are blocking all the roads leading out of Rossville.
Good work.
Yes, but maybe too late, Johnny. Ashforth's car may have been miles outside of Rossville County by the time the blockade was formed.
Oh, that's right. Well, anything else you can do?
I've done most of it already. Told the local police to inform the state authorities to watch for Ashforth's car, and now my next move is to get hold of Professor Tobin.
Professor Tobin? Who's he?
Oh, that's right. You've never met him, have you?
Oh.
He's another federal agent. We worked on this case together. You'll meet him one of these days, but this isn't the day. Johnny, you've got to help me.
Well, sure. What can I do?
Well, you know all the by-roads around here, don't you?
Sure. Some of them aren't even roads.
Oh, good. Then I can use you. It might be just like Ashforth to realize we'd block all the roads out of this territory. So he'd be smart enough not to leave the vicinity for several days.
You mean drive his car up some lonely mountain road, maybe, and stay there?
Be just like him, and practically starve the four of them rather than be caught.
Okay, what do you want me to do?
Take your car and hunt around the back roads.
Sure, I'll leave right now.
Swell. I'll go with you as far as the police station.
Police station?
Sure, I'm not going to let you go after Ashforth alone and unarmed. He's probably got a gun, and he won't hesitate to use it if he's cornered. I'm going to send a couple of policemen with you.
Well, I guess that would be smart.
Well, it'll be safer.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, let's get going.
Come on. And look, if you find out anything within the next 2 hours, I'll be at Mrs. Billings.
Oh, does Penny's mother know anything about this?
No, not yet. That's one of the reasons I thought I'd go over to her house. I think it'll be better to warn her first that something is wrong than hit her later with a full shock of the worst.
The worst? Look, Professor, you don't mean...
I mean Jerry Manson and Richard Ashforth are hunted criminals, Johnny. There's no limit to what they might do.
Yes?
Mrs. Billings, perhaps you don't remember me, but...
Oh, of course I remember you. You're Professor Rogers. Penny isn't here.
I know. I'm not looking for your daughter at the moment.
Oh? You want to see me?
Yes, if I may.
Well, yes, of course. Come right in, won't you?
Thanks.
You look very worried, Professor Rogers. Is something the matter?
I hope not, Mrs. Billings, but... Well, that's what I want to talk to you about.
Oh, I see. Well, won't you sit down?
Yes, I will, if you don't mind.
I think you'd be comfortable in this chair.
Well, this will do, thanks. Mrs. Billings, I don't want you to be... Well, too alarmed about this, because we don't yet know whether or not it's true.
Well, something terrible's happened. I just know it.
Now, Mrs. Billings, it's not quite that bad. We don't even know if it's happened. And if it has, we don't know if it's terrible.
Well, what is it? Is it something about Penny?
Yes, and about your husband, too, Mrs. Billings. Well, I want you to know that state, county, and city police are doing everything they can to find them.
Find them?
Yes, Mrs. Billings, they've disappeared.
Oh, but they haven't. They're at Rossville Lake looking at property Jed's going to buy.
They were there, Mrs. Billings. And your husband's car still is. But your husband and daughter can't be found.
What's happened to them?
Oh, now, it really isn't as bad as it sounds, Mrs. Billings, but I'm afraid they've been kidnapped.
Kidnapped? Oh, no.
Yes, by Jerry Manson and her husband, Richard Ashforth.
Oh, good heavens.
I say they may have been kidnapped by Jerry and her husband. And if they have been, it's good. Because we're going to find Manson and Ashforth. And when we do, we'll find your daughter and Mr. Billings.
Oh, are you sure you'll find them?
Yes, Mrs. Billings. Wherever they are, we'll find them. And we'll find them soon.
Jed, can't we possibly get out of here?
It doesn't seem as if we can, Penny. Got ourselves sort of tied up.
Oh, how did we ever get into this mess?
Walked into it, I guess. One of those stupid things a fella does every now and then.
Don't blame yourself, Jed. I was as willing as you are.
Yes, but I should have had better sense.
Well, we did it, and here we are, and there's no telling when we'll get loose. I'm afraid it'll be dark soon, won't it?
Yes, another half hour.
I guess that'll make matters worse.
If you think someone is going to find us here, skip it. We're pretty far away from any of the cabins around the lake. Nobody will be coming this way, after dark especially.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of hoping that someone might see our car and come looking for us.
Once it's dark, we'll be hard to find.
Yeah. Oh, Jed, can't you possibly get us loose?
Well, I've been trying for over an hour. Just can't seem to do it.
Mother will be terribly worried about us.
Yes, just thinking about that.
Look, maybe if we yell for help,
Jed. No, that won't do any good. We're too far away from the cottage.
But they say a lake carries sound a long way.
Yes, when the wind's blowing in the right direction. Wind here is blowing toward the mountains. Only thing that'll hear your yell is a few rabbits and squirrels. I don't think they'll be much help to us.
No, I guess not. Well, we just got to get out of here. We just have to somehow.
Yes, but how are we going to do it, Penny?
I don't know. I guess we'll just have to think of a way.
Yeah, we should have thought of a long time ago, and we wouldn't be where we are now.
Yeah, I know. Look, Jed, let's try to get loose just once more.
I'll try more than once, Penny. You know I will. But I'm afraid it won't do any good.
Oh, Professor Rogers. When will they be word of Penny and Jed?
At any moment, Mrs. Billings. I've left word with the local police to call here as soon as they know something.
Oh, but it's been hours and hours. What time is it now?
9:05.
Oh, are you sure? It was 9 when I asked you last.
I know. But you last asked me just 5 minutes ago.
Oh, there's the telephone. But I'm afraid to answer it.
Shall I?
Yes, please do.
All right. Hello.
Hello, Professor.
Yes, Johnny?
No luck, Stu.
Oh, that's too bad.
What is it, Professor Rogers?
Hold it a minute, Johnny.
Yeah, sure.
No news, Mrs. Billings. It's Johnny Keith on the phone. He was looking for Ashforth's car on back roads, no luck.
Oh, dear, and I so hoped we'd hear from them by now.
I'll be right with you, Mrs. Billings. Johnny.
Yeah?
Did you look everywhere?
Everywhere we could, Stu. Oh. We stopped only 15 minutes ago. We'd searched every road we could in the dark. Some of the others I know will have to be looked at tomorrow when it's light again.
Well, then the search isn't hopeless yet.
No, I guess not. I can think of a lot of places they might be hiding and where we haven't looked yet. But we can't get to them tonight.
Okay, go home and get some sleep.
Yeah, I think I'd better.
Good. What time will you start out in the morning?
Oh, sun up.
Oh. Look, will you call me? I'll go with you this time.
All right. Where will you be? At your place?
Yeah, but if I'm not there, keep calling till I get there, will you?
Well, if you're not there, where will you be?
Well, I don't know. I think I'm going out on a little private search tonight.
Tonight? Oh, now, look, Stu, it's rather late. Why don't you go home and get some sleep? You'll need it.
Why should I? Thanks to my not grabbing Ashforth, Miss Gibbs isn't getting any sleep tonight. No, Johnny, this is all my mistake. And I'm going to do my best to correct it.
So Professor Rogers is going to look for Penny all night. Is it because he feels to blame for this? Or is it because Penny means more to him than we realize? And where are Jerry Manson and Richard Ashforth? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony.
Ladies, I haven't always been able to oblige you when you asked for fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay beef. Because top quality Tenderay beef is scarce now. I'm truly sorry, but here's something I can do to help you delight your family at dinner time. I can recommend Kroger's chickens, a special feature in all our Kroger stores this week. Young and plump and tender, they are honest-to-goodness, country-tasting chickens. So by all means, treat your family to a real country-style chicken dinner. And that dinner can be prepared exactly the way your family likes it. Yes, ma'am. Whether it's fried chicken, roast chicken, or stewed chicken, you can rest assured that your dinner will be a big success with Kroger chickens. And remember this. It's a wise idea to get plenty when you buy Kroger's chickens, because plate after plate will be coming back for second helpings. Visit your Kroger store, friends, and see those luscious-looking birds for yourself. After you've seen these firm-fleshed chickens, you'll know they're just chock-full of country-fresh flavor. Thank you.